Vermonters' property tax bills shot up by an average of 14% this year. And a new analysis from the tax department this week says they're likely to go up another 5.9% in 2025. But Democratic lawmakers and Republican Governor Phil Scott say they're not going to let that happen. And Vermont Public's Pete Hirschfeld joins us now to talk about how they plan to reduce the education costs that are putting so much upward pressure on tax rates. Hey there, Pete.
Hi, Mary.
The Vermont Department of Taxes published a forecast on Monday that projects a nearly 6% jump in property tax bills next year. What factors are contributing to the increase?
The major factor is the amount of money that districts are planning to spend on education next year. This forecast is based in large part on a survey that went out to districts to get a preliminary snapshot at what sorts of budget increases they plan to put to voters on town meeting day. And based on that survey, it looks like education spending is on pace to rise by a little more than 6%. That's a lot less than elected officials worried it would be. Last year, school spending went up by about 10%. And we all know what happened to property taxes as a result. And schools are again contending with some serious pressures heading into next year, including a 12% increase in health insurance costs. Tax Commissioner Craig Beaulieu says the preliminary budget numbers suggest that school boards appreciate how much strain these tax increases are putting on residents and that they're doing their level best to keep costs down. But he says that's probably cold comfort to the taxpayers that are going to have to shell out even more money next year to cover these budget increases.
What I think most Vermonters will probably feel is they're feeling the impacts of the nearly 14% increase this year. And I'm guessing most are going to be bummed hearing that there's another forecasted 6% increase on top of that.
So is there a plan to get the property tax bills back in line with what Vermonters actually can afford?
Well, you know, they're working on it. I mean, the question is, what can elected officials do, right? And I put that question to Scott Beck, who's going to serve as the Senate Minority Leader next year. He's been a House lawmaker for 8 years. He serves on the House Tax Committee, and he's been deeply involved in the property tax debate over the course of that time. And he says the simple but hard truth is that the only way to reduce the increase in taxes is to reduce the increase in spending.
I mean, taxes are just a derivative of spending. And unless we're willing to do the hard work to force a change in that trajectory, then it's not going to get better for taxpayers.
Vermont has an expensive public education system. No one on any side of the debate in Montpelier will argue that. We have more staff per student than any state in the country. We have more teachers per student than any state in the country. And we have one of the smallest average class sizes in the nation. All that comes at a cost. Personnel costs account for about 80% of all education spending in Vermont. And people like Scott Beck and Republican Governor Phil Scott are going to argue next year that Vermont cannot bend the cost curve unless it figures out a way to bring those staffing ratios more in line with national averages.
Local school boards are the ones that put together education budgets, and then local voters decide whether, you know, they approve them or not. How can lawmakers or the governor influence spending decisions if we've got a system that's based on local control?
They can influence those spending decisions by changing the environment in which those decisions are made. Lawmakers and administration officials and folks that are part of the education system have been meeting over the summer and fall to think about system-wide reforms that could help districts make money go further. They're looking at ways to bolster resources at the Agency of Education so that schools can offload some of their administrative duties to a state entity. They're looking at ways to centralize the administration of mental health and special ed services in schools. And another huge part of this conversation is what to do about Vermont's decades-old financing system. This is a system we use to fund education, and just about everyone says it's outlived its useful life. Brattleboro Representative Emily Kornheiser is the Democratic chair of the House Committee on Ways and Means, and she says tax policy can be a powerful tool to influence the ways in which Vermont both pays for and administers public education.
Ways we use tax structures to incentivize behaviors by districts, ways we spread tax responsibility amongst taxpayers, types of property, how we appraise properties, and how we deliver resources to districts.
There are also some more blunt force instruments that the legislature could use. Phil Scott has proposed a hard cap on staff-to-student ratios. He says you can get staffing levels down through attrition, and that if you set limits on things like class sizes, then districts are going to be compelled to make the kinds of hard decisions, like closing elementary schools or consolidating high schools, for example, that he thinks will bring down costs. Democrats haven't shown a ton of interest in those sorts of mandates in the past, but after this latest 14% increase in property taxes and the historic gains that Republicans made on Election Day, it's a new day in Montpelier when it comes to the issue of education spending. And Democratic leaders in both chambers of the legislature say everything is on the table right now.
That's Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld. Thanks so much, Pete.
Thank you, Mary.